The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. In a sequence of events that should have been a wake-up call for the American people, only days after President Obama belittled people who warn about government becoming tyrannical, we learned about the IRS's politicized tax enforcement, especially targeting Tea Party groups and people interested in the Constitution. And in case anyone didn't get the message, we next found out about the Justice Department's snooping into reporters' phone records without warrants. Maybe the people should have been listening to Ron Paul. We will, right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
You know it's important to back up your computer files, right? So when was the last time you did it? Well, right now, while you're listening to me, Carbonite could be backing up your computer files for you. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually whenever your computer is connected to the internet. Plus, with Carbonite, you can access your backed up files on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free app. You can even email a file right from the Carbonite app. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And if you run a small business, Carbonite has plans that will back up all of your computers, servers, and external hard drives for a low, flat annual fee. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RON and get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code RON.
Thank you, Charles.
So I guess you've been flooded with apologies from people who said that you and Thomas Jefferson, for that matter, have been wrong about the need to be vigilant about our liberty.
Yeah, I was really surprised when the president called. I thought maybe it would be fake, but that'll be the day when he calls me, because I think his beliefs are a little bit different than our beliefs and those of us who believe in liberty and limited government. Now, it's amazing, though, but I find this is very good news. Not good news that they do this to us and that they use the IRS, but quite frankly, I believe it's been done this way for a long, long time, and that I'm glad they got caught. But what it does, it builds distrust in government. You know, this whole idea that government can take care of us from cradle to grave, that we don't have to check on them when they start a war, run up deficits, bail out everybody. Now there are serious questions, and I think this is great. But, you know, the left and the right now are outraged for political reasons, and they should be. But, you know, isn't it amazing on this technicality that the IRS may have been used in a political sense, gets a lot of attention. But what about all the things that our government's been doing for 30 or 40 years that causes so much more harm and suffering? And if you talk about the wars that we shouldn't be in, if you talk about the economic planning that doesn't work, you talk about the inflation and the unemployment that is a result of government policies, well, this is all legal because the laws are passed and they say they can and they're supposed to be taking care of us. But once again, I think it's very important that people are now questioning and they're not blindly saying, well, the government can take care of us. So they say, well, we should be really relaxed because the Department of Justice will investigate and find out who's doing harm in the IRS. But I thought it was the Department of Justice that gave us a little trouble, in investigating too much and looking into the emails of the AP wire services. So I don't expect, that to work out. But even the principle of the income tax is something that ought to be challenged rather than the abuse, which is inevitable. But the principle of the income tax is to abuse one group at the expense of the other. And that is, it's a transfer of wealth. Right now, it's commonplace to hear, well, our problems can be solved with the deficit if we just soak it to those individuals who are producing. They don't ever say stop the bailouts and quit giving profits to the military-industrial complex and quit taking care of the banks. They say, well, let's soak it to the rich, which means that the purpose, under their understanding, is to redistribute wealth. So the whole concept of the IRS is wrong. That's the reason I had a very famous bumper sticker in my office that said, don't steal. the government hates the competition. And to me, in a moral sense, I know somebody might just call me a radical again, an extremist and paranoid, but I think that the tax system that takes from one group under force and gives to another group because they have political clout, or we subsidize, you know, a war that we shouldn't be in, or take care of the military-industrial complex, or bail out the banks, it's a bad system. It is theft. It contradicts everything what a free society should be all about. And that is, people should have their freedom. They should have the incentive to work hard. They should be left alone so that they can run their life as they please. And they should be able to keep the fruits of their labor. But that concept has been lost, unfortunately. And now we've endorsed this principle that government should be taking care of us all the time. And even though this is important about the IRS and its abuse, but the whole concept has to be looked at as well. This abuse is calling attention to it, and it's going to build distrust. This whole idea that we're supposed to bow over and trust that the government will always take care of us and always make the right decision, that is a dangerous notion. It's not that individuals will always make the perfect decisions for themselves or for their families or anybody else. But just think of the difference. If you or I have our freedoms and we make our own decisions and we make a mistake, what if the penalty was only limited to ourselves? But if you put people who love power and have this notion that they know what's best for everybody and they get in government, what happens when they mess up? Whether it's either the corruption of the process or they redistribute wealth and tax individuals for the wrong reason, then we all suffer and we all end up with a bad economy. So I'm always looking for the positive side of things, and I think this is an awakening call. This is going to wake up a lot of people, and it's good that even the liberals are paying a little attention, at least to some of this, looking at internet, looking at telephone calls and calling in these records. I think this is very good. But the whole thing is where were they when we were talking about the Patriot Act, why it was a bad notion to have the Patriot Act? Some of those individuals are now saying, well, we should be careful and we should regulate the IRS so they don't, you know, use it for political reasons, and they shouldn't be allowed to have records of the AP reporters. Well, what about all Americans? Why should AP reporters have special privileges? I don't think they have special rights. We all should be protected. Whether you're an AP reporter or an individual, governments don't have the right to listen to our phone call. And it wasn't too long ago that a government official admitted on television they record everything. So this shouldn't be news. It is waking up some people, but I sure hope they come to the right conclusion and think that a free society is much better than a slave society. And they should have thought about this a long time ago, but it's never too late. Hopefully the American people will wake up and say, we want our freedoms back again. We don't want the nanny state.
Well, there's no question that we've hit some sort of a critical mass on the government spying on the people. And it's not just about, spying on reporters or the IRS targeting political groups, but the claim by the president that he has the power to assassinate American citizens, decisions by the White House to suspend constitutional rights, secret operations by the Federal Reserve loaning trillions of dollars to foreign countries, foreign banks, foreign companies, and domestic ones as well. The proliferation of domestic spying. We have a federal intelligence operation so vast that nobody really knows the scope of it.
Yes, and I think what happened over the years, it was an evolution in this concept that our Constitution was set up and the Fourth Amendment was supposed to protect our privacy. Today, the whole system protects secrecy in government. And it invades our privacy. So government is doing exactly the opposite thing. You know, it has been said over the years, last decade or so, that we should become more knowledgeable of what the government is doing. So we would pass these laws, these whistleblower laws. So if you take the risk and you come out and tell what's going on and you reveal this, you're not supposed to be prosecuted. But today, the exact opposite happens. If you are a whistleblower and tell the people that some terrible things are going on, like the CIA agent did about the torturing that was going on at Guantanamo. You know, oh, well, we'll have an investigation. He broke that news and he's a whistleblower. But guess what? Nobody was punished. for the breaking of the law, not only federal law, but international law. And nobody was punished except the CIA agent. He's in prison now. He's going to be in prison for 30 months because he told us what was going on. So we should look to the basics. The government should be there to protect our liberties and our privacy, and government should not be secret. It's very, very rare that the government deserves to have a secret. For the most part, government should be open, but it's because government is so big. They're doing so much harm. They're involved in too much. That's why they demand secrecy and try to paint us who's saying, you know, they might be doing this and might do this, and we're all paranoids. At the same time now, when the information comes out, they're trying to make excuses and say, well, you really do have to watch these Tea Party people. There's some bad people in there. So it is a bit justified. Sort of reminds me of what happened during the campaign. I believe it was in the state of Missouri, that there was a rally or something going on, and some local police agencies decided to target cars that were coming in and out with Ron Paul bumper stickers. And anybody who was a supporter of Bob Barr and target these individuals. So it's been going on before. It's the power of government. So the answer to all this is to strictly limit the power of government. That's what the Constitution was written for. It wasn't to limit us. It was to limit government. We're supposed to be free people. If we overstep the line and infringe on another person's liberty, yes, then there's a role to play for the government.
You're listening to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. We'll continue in just a moment and talk about the IRS and its long history of such abuses. That's next.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here on Ron Paul's America about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855-757-7285 or look them up online at CMIGS.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285. Well, we've been talking about more than just the IRS targeting selected groups, but we sure know that they have a long history. Presidents have a long history, from FDR to Kennedy to Johnson and Roosevelt, using the IRS to target their opponents. So it's about time people woke up to this, but they haven't in the prior presidencies, have they?
No, they haven't. But, you know, in casual conversation in Washington, even with others who pretend that there are no problems, we'll always make jokes and everybody smirks about it. Well, if you don't do what we want, we're going to get the IRS after you, you know. And there's a lot of truth to that. I think it's been going on. Of course, the Nixon administration was notorious for this. But yes, it's happened before. But this is why political power is so dangerous. It can be used against political opposition. So the tax code is one way that they do it. This whole idea of deciding which is tax exempt and which isn't tax exempt and how you can spend your own money, it's endless rules and regulations. So if it isn't the IRS, there's other regulations that can occur. One thing it reminds me of is that there were During the time I was in Congress, there were several members of Congress ended up in prison, and quite frankly, they may well have deserved it. But two of them just happened to be really, really strong IRS individuals. But who knows whether that had anything to do with it. They wrote books and wrote about it and came down hard on the IRS, and they were two of the individuals that ended up in prison. But maybe it was just a coincidence.
Well, maybe it was. Thank you, Dr. Paul, for another great conversation and podcast. And let us know when you actually hear from some of your critics to apologize and say that you are right, that we need to be vigilant about the government. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.